This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, let's talk about failure. It's something that I think is on all our minds, probably a lot throughout the day at different moments in our life. And it's something that we're taught to avoid, because if you're a failure or something you does fails, you feel like it's the end. Like it's, you know,
not necessarily the end, but I think some people hold themselves up to certain standards. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, failure is something to be said as like a growth, like a growth point. Like,
yeah,
you can learn from the situation, but you should never just be okay with failure, in my opinion. I don't think there's ever a moment where you should just be like, well, yeah, it's, you know, I know, you know, failures happen and that's okay, and that it, which is all very true, but I think to be like, have a kind of a comfortability in failure is also a very dangerous place to
okay,
be.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. And we have a professor joining us right now, because I do want to talk about that balance between acceptance of failure, the fear of failure, and being comfortable with failure. And is that really bad? Professor Augustine Fuentes joining us right now, who is a professor of anthropology at the University of Notre Dame. Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
So why do you think failure is a subject that's on top of a lot of people's minds right now? I feel like we see it in TED Talks and in entrepreneurial blogs and magazines.
Well, everyone tells you you're not supposed to fail, right? Failure's seen as a failure, right? A lack of character or some
right.
big problem. But that's not the way it is, actually, because if you think about it day in and day out, failure is what we do all the time. It's what you were just saying. It's whether you're complacent about it or whether you learn from it. Learning from failure is good.
Yeah, so
yeah,
so what do you have to say to, like, Ryan, I do think looks at it and like, and even I think when we talk about it, I've come very, I guess, comfortable, not comfortable with failure, but I don't want to necessarily.
Oh, you've actually used the words comfortable.
Not comfortable, but being like, I refuse to get anxious, because I lived the past, you know, I've been doing my work professionally for 20 years or 15 years. Yeah. And so I've had so many moments that I lived basically in major anxiety that I decided I can't live like this anymore. And I need to feel comfortable with this idea that things aren't going to go my way necessarily, and I will fail. So I guess, what is that balance?
Well, that's not being comfortable, though. That's not fearing failure. That's the important balance, right? I mean, when you fail, you want to try again.
Yeah.
And you should not be afraid of failing, because when we fail, we actually learn a lot more than when we succeed. So failing actually helps us in many ways. But if you're terrified of failure, right, if you let the possibility of failure mess with your head, that can be really bad. So don't fear it, but don't get complacent about it.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. I also think that sometimes if people get too kind of like you say, complacent or comfortable in the idea of failure, there can be a sense of like not allowing themselves to be held accountable for their actions and not getting to that point again. And kind of like, with failure comes learning. And a lot of things for me personally, and how I view like a lot of personal growth experts and people that kind of preach this message of, you know, it feels kind of like it's not real life in some way, because I think there has to be some accountability when it comes to when you do have that failing moment. Well, how did you play a part into it? Where do you go from here? How do you not come here again? And if you do, how do you change it? How do you get like to a different position?
Yeah. No, I think that's really important when you think of your individual reflection on failure. But a lot of us fail not necessarily because of our own faults all the time, right? So
yeah.
I think one of the really important things is to be there for your friends, to be there when they fail. That's another thing that we learn, right? How to care about failure and how to care for people who fail to help them try again, right? So it's this big complex system. It's not all just about us individuals by ourselves succeeding or failing. It's actually all of us working out together, trying to make stuff happen. Sometimes we're all going to fail. Sometimes some of us are going to fail. But how we think about it, if we don't fear it and we actually actively try to work together to help us try again, I think that's the most important part.
I kind of feel like that goes back to kindness and compassion and all. Yeah. And I want to want to get into that and how we can actually help each other. And like it, whether you're at a company or you have like just in your friendship circle.
And I think there's different systems in place as well. Yeah. Like not every individual is going to have the same experience.
Totally.
And there's, you know, the system can be rigged.
You were getting into the compassion and kindness that comes with that and how it's not necessarily just individual, but working as a team. Can you talk about that a bit more?
Yeah, so the way we should think about failure, right, is this individual failing, right? But we almost are never doing stuff just by ourselves. And so one of the ways we can deal with failure, not let it get to us, not fear it, is to help others, right? When we see others fail, when we can help other people out, get over failure, try again, get back into it, that creates not just the sort of a good space for people to do that, but it actually affects your brain and your body, right? Oh. So compassion to others helps them and helps yourself be a little bit better with dealing with adversity.
So wait, dive in. Let's hang there for a little bit. Let's talk about when you said it affects your brain and your body. What do you mean by that? Do you mean by anxiety? What does that really look like? Can you break that down?
So, I mean, So you think of this in a couple of ways. So your brain, everyone tells you, you old dogs can't learn new tricks. That's not true. Your brain is constantly sort of growing, building connections, losing connections, stuff like that. So as you repeatedly do things, right, as you do stuff and fail and then are penalized for it or suffer for it or get down on yourself for it, you develop pathways in your brain and in your body, your hormones, your stress hormones, cortisol and things like that, that respond to it. So you can actually train yourself to not be able to deal with failure. But if you sort of recognize that and don't fear about failure and reach out to others for help or get along with other folks, the sort of way your hormones work and the way your brain pathways will work will make you in a much better shape to deal with failure.
Yeah. And what if you're in an environment where you like maybe people won't go there with you and support you? What do you do?
Well, that's what's really hard. That way you've got to reach deep down and you've got to recognize that failure hurts. Failure can mess you up. But you have the capacity, right? We all humans have this capacity to persevere and to push forward. And so that's when you got to recognize that failure happens, that you can try again, or at least you should try again, even if you fail again. Because if you give up, if you stop trying, you train your mind and your body to be that way.
And I feel like there's like probably some of the top people that have created the biggest companies have talked about that too. As an anthropologist, have you looked into that in terms of like leadership and innovation?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want the honest truth, most of those people, the top of companies who say like, this is how I got there through perseverance and all that. Most of them come from elite contexts with lots of help and lots of infrastructure.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you. I'm so happy you said that because I'm so annoyed when we talk about like these super high tech, like, you know, guys that are running these corporate companies and they're like, oh, I made it from the bottom of the barrel to the top of the barrel. But let's really talk about the systems in place that obviously have people starting at third base when other people are still sitting on the bus stop. So I think there's that plays a part in a lot of things. It's not just perseverance and all these things. We have to be realistic when kind of giving people advice on stuff like this.
Right. Context, history, structures matter. I mean, and there's a look at all of the majority of those entrepreneurs who are saying that. There are some characteristics that describe them and their identities that let us understand how maybe they were started on third base. But the thing is that when you're not that privileged, when you don't have all that, you still can try to build connections. You still can try to recognize that failure does not define you, right? Failure can be learned from and you can move forward. And so I'm not saying that everyone is equal and can just try to do it. But at the same time, you got to recognize that failure isn't the end. It's just the beginning.
So to wrap this up, one final question. Is failure something that you should welcome?
Failure is something that's going to happen. So how you see it, whether you welcome it or hate it, as long as you deal with it and don't fear it, then you can move on to the next one.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here with us. I feel like it's like a little Monday motivation, some inspiration.
Ew.
Oh, my God. Well, Professor Agustin Fuentes, thanks for being here. Where can people find out more about your work?
You can follow me at Anthrofuentes on Twitter.
Oh.
Or you can email me at afuentes@nd.edu or afuentes.com.
Awesome.
Now, I'm happy we're probably going to put this on the website, so we'll put your information there just in case they didn't, like, you know. You know, things happen really quick. You can't just write it down.
No.
Yes,
please don't. Have a great night. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.